Today's podcast is brought to you by the Herzog Foundation. She played Cinderella on stage and many other characters in family-friendly movies. Today, Shay Robbins talks about her latest film, A Christmas Prayer, and how she mixes marriage, motherhood, performing, and faith. It is a perfect conversation just in time for the holiday season. That's coming up next. This is the Moms for America podcast. Each week, leaders and everyday champions tell personal stories, share advice, and tackle the issues most important to moms. Hi, moms. I'm Debbie Carletis, your host, and welcome to the Moms for America podcast. So glad that you moms are joining us again this week. We've got a great show coming up. Every episode, we get together to inspire, encourage, and educate moms in their journey through motherhood. Already on to today's program, Shay Robbins is an actress and a singer known for her leading roles in uplifting romantic and family films. Some of her credits include Passport to Love, Destined at Christmas, and this year's Christmas Prayer. This is going to be so great. Let's welcome Shay. Welcome, Shay, to the Moms for America podcast. Delighted to have you joining us.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
So excited to have you. Yes. We had a chance to meet in Franklin, Tennessee at a beautiful theater there where they were showing a exclusive kind of screening on the Christmas prayer. And I had a chance to meet you, hear your testimony. And I was like, this mama needs to come on the podcast.
Oh, thank you. It was such a wonderful event, that red carpet event, and meeting everybody, including yourself there. I just had a wonderful time and being able to share my film. I'm excited to continue to share it with people. It has such a beautiful message. So I'm anxious to chat about it today.
Yes. Okay. Before we get into Christmas and all that, let's talk a little bit about your kids. I know you are a mama.
I am a mama, and it is the best and hardest job in the world. But yeah, so my husband and I, we've been married 12 years. We have two little girls, Sadie Jane, she is 4 years old, and then my youngest, Ruby Angela, after my mom, she is 18 months old, and they are my pride and joy. Boy, they are so cute. I wish I could just pull up and show you all the pictures right now, just like moms do, you know?
Well, hug them all the time. They grow up so quick and you are in busy season, but one of the very best seasons. I guess every season is wonderful. The life that God gives us here, but they grow up super quick. So have fun. That'll be fun for Christmas too.
Oh, the best. I'm cherishing every moment right now. And we are going to do this beautiful place that it's called Thanksgiving Point near my house, to where we go and walk these gardens, vast gardens, and see all these gorgeous lights. So we're doing that tonight to celebrate. And I can't wait, because celebrating Christmas through a child's eyes there's nothing greater.
Oh, so sweet. So sweet. Well, let's talk a little bit about you, your career. We'll talk Christmas, we'll talk movies, acting, all that stuff. But you married young. And, God had you on a path here. Did you always know that you were acting always your goal in life, basically? Or is it something that God opened up an opportunity for you?
Yeah. So at a young age, I was always creative. You know, I was always that kid writing scripts and making my siblings like perform them and doing home videos. We had a Shay show, you know, so I always had, like the want and desire to do something creative. But I got my start doing theater and musical theater. I trained my whole life, voice lessons, dance classes, you name it, was in every school production. In college, I got my degree in music, dance, theater. And from there, you know, since I was a little girl, I wanted to be on Broadway. I remember flying to New York for a dance competition, seeing Wicked, which that's all the buzz right now, that movie, on Broadway, and just being so moved and so inspired that I was like, that's what I want to do. And that's how I want to make people feel. So that was the goal. And, you know, I went to school, I got married at a young age at 21. And my husband at the time had a great career. He's working at Adobe. And I was like, okay, well, I want to move to New York because I want to pursue my career, but he's also got this amazing career of his own. So I spent a couple of years working professionally, trying to accrue enough points to join the union. You had to work 50 weeks in a professional house to join the Actors Equity Association.
Okay.
And during that time, I was working at a theater, and I remember there was a day that I was driving to work, just having a conversation with God in the car, as you do. It was just such a profound moment where God basically just told me, New York is not right for you right now. And it was such a pivotal moment in my life because this was a dream that I had had since I was a little girl that, in a sense, kind of defined me. And,
That
which
was
you
all you were
shouldn't
that
let
was all you
that.
were going, right? That was it.
All I
That
wanted
was
to
your
do,
goal.
all I wanted to be, that was who I was. And in that moment in the car, it just felt like this overwhelming feeling of peace and confirmation, total confirmation that I'd never experienced before or after in my life of God just being like, now is not the time. And he knew that that little girl who had a dream needed to hear that. So I moved back home because I was living apart from my husband. I was working doing theater. And I was like, okay. So I signed with an agent. And I was like, you know what? I've always had an interest in like film and TV. And from there, I have been working very consistently. And then Great American Family picked up one of my films that I shot here locally in Utah. And the rest is kind of history. And it's been the greatest blessing. And God just had this path for me that I didn't know that I needed or wanted. And it ended up being far better than the one that I kind of had in mind for myself.
It's so true. When you let him have his way, which he does anyways, that's the thing I always say to people. It's like you can either do it without God or with God, but either way, he's gonna direct your path and open the doors and close the doors. So he just puts you on a better journey. And then you were back home, you got kids, marriage, babies, all that, and it's so much more compatible. And it was the life that God chose for you because he opened up those doors. So now, is your husband a performer too? Is he an
Yeah, so
act?
he is. So he works. He actually works for a financial tech company from home. That's his day job, I guess. But he's also a singer. He's in a tenor trio called Gentry, the Gentleman Trio. And Christmas actually is his busy time of year. He just opened up five sold out concerts at this local venue here in Salt Lake City. He'll be touring in
Wow.
California, Idaho, Texas, Colorado, Arizona on this Christmas season. So we won't see much of him, but that's kind of been our life for the last 10 years. But I'm happy to share him with the world, this Christmas season because he is singing and proclaiming all about Christ, which is the reason for the season. And going to his concert this last weekend was absolutely incredible. And I'm always moved to tears, even though I've seen him, every
Right.
year, multiple times a year for 10 years, just the message of God, like you can't help but like, get emotional because he is what it's all about. And that is what this life is all about. And so I'm more than happy to share him as he's out, traveling and sharing the message of Christ at this wonderful time of year.
I did. I met your husband there as well. And I just so appreciate, there's something to being in your lane where God's called you. It's not a chore then. You know that your husband and you have to kind of separate a little bit because he's fulfilling what God's called him to do in you. And all of this Christmas is just amazing. It's just like saturating yourself in goodness, the real season, the real reason for the season. How do you, I mean, marriage must have been obviously very important to you to hold on to it and to work on that. Was it tough kind of trying to figure this out? When to have kids and still pursue your career. And I think those are some of the struggles that moms have, but moms never want to forego marriage babies, but they would kind of like to have, have their foot in the things that they love to do. How did you do that?
I'd be lying if I said it wasn't difficult. It was incredibly difficult, especially because I got married so young and hadn't really like experienced life and all the things and had these big dreams and a big career that I wanted for myself, but I knew I also wanted a family. So I just was torn internally. And then, being married so young, it's like, well, here I have this other person who also has big dreams in life, you know,
Right, right.
and you know what he was doing was obviously providing more money financially, and so that's obviously important. So, you know, there were moments where we had some real come to Jesus moments with each other and with God, like, what do we want to do? Because I want to be a mom, but I also want to have a career. Is it possible to have both things? And for a while there, I was experiencing, you know, that creeping doubt. You know, it's the adversary likes to creep in and tell you you can't. And, you know, I didn't feel like I could have it all. But I married an amazing man who
That
has been
helps, yeah.
so incredibly supportive of me and basically has told me our entire marriage, never say no to a good opportunity. And that's the key, a good opportunity, because there's a difference. There's
Yeah,
opportunity,
there sure
but there's
is.
good opportunity. And
Yeah.
I've
I
done
love
just
it.
that. And we have figured it out. And but it was definitely hard in the beginning. And even like as, you know, we're trying to decide, okay, when do we want to have kids? And we probably, you know, took a little bit longer than some couples, especially here in my community and culture, to have children because I was afraid. Again, there's adversity creeping in with that fear. I was afraid of losing my identity. But little did I know that I would gain a new identity as a mother. And
Amen.
it's been the greatest blessing and role in my life. And I apologize getting emotional, but it truly was such a fear and a worry that I wouldn't be able to have this thing that I wanted and needed so desperately for myself as Shay, if I became a mom. But since becoming a mom, it's only helped me in my career and the way that my heart and my life has expanded in love for these little girls and the things that they have taught me
Yeah.
has just helped and enhanced me as Shay and me as Shay an actress. And
Yeah.
being able to create such beautiful faith-focused content and work with a network such as Great American Family has been the greatest blessing of all,
Yeah,
because they
isn't it
so perfectly
wonderful?
align with myself. Yeah.
Yeah, so
So,
wonderful. I do want
yeah.
to kind of follow up here real quick, and I do want to get on to the movie, but what you're sharing is so powerful. And it is, you can feel it. You can feel how the struggle was there. And I'll tell you this, Shay, we talk with moms about this all across the country, and we talk with young women. I mean, they are foregoing motherhood. They are freezing their eggs. They are not getting married. If 38%, there was an article in the Free Press that said 38% of women under 30 think that marriage is outdated and old-fashioned. You know,
Wow.
but this has crept into our culture, and we have to just share the truth with young women that you can have it all, but it's going to look different than you think, and it comes in God's timing perfectly. And once you have that opportunity to have those babies and be a mama, you're such a better person for forever. So
Yeah.
just some words maybe to moms that are listening that maybe are kind of struggling with this career thought,
Yeah.
or moms or young women that haven't had their families yet because they're afraid like you. What would you say?
I've been in your shoes. Like I was there. There was that fear that crept in. There was that doubt on if I could have the best of both worlds. And people will come up to me like, "Oh, kids are so hard. You'll never get sleep. Forget about having a career." Don't listen to that. Those are just like the little voices, just like the adversary who is working so hard to make
Yeah.
you doubt in yourself. But if you truly put your faith and trust in God and His timing, He will guide you. Children are such a blessing, and they just bring your life just this incredibly larger added measure of joy that you will never know until you jump and take that leap and commit to it, because it has been the most wonderful blessing in my life. Has brought me so much joy. And you can have that career also. Having a supportive partner or spouse absolutely helps. But again, having that faith and trust, God will truly lead the way. If you are living yourself in a way that aligns with Him and living righteously, He will guide you. So yeah, that
Yeah.
would be my advice, is it's possible.
And you know what I would say too is that just get over yourself. Like, just know
Yes.
that God's got you and he'll work it out. Just let go. Get off of me and into what could be. What does God have for me as a wife, as a mother? Like, it's and I'm not saying that to be harsh, but sometimes we're so like me. Even in your profession, it's kind of like, you know, it's about me, and it's all professions, really. It's like, what's going to happen to me? Am I going to be this? Am I going to be that? But so it's like, get over me and onto what God could have you to be.
So
So,
beautifully said, Debbie. That is so true.
yeah.
And those feelings of like, in a sense, selfishness, because it is like, and you're right, my career is very, can be very selfish at times because it's like you're in front of a crowd, you're, whatever. But there's also a lot of opportunity to do good in every career. And that starts at home.
Starts at
Doing good
home.
at home, aligning yourself, being right with God, like starts at home, and that will spread everywhere else.
More with actress Shay Robbins on navigating the entertainment industry while staying true to her faith and her values, right after this break. Hi, moms. I'm excited to share some news about our new sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. We know you're passionate about raising patriots and empowering your children with the best education possible. And the Herzog Foundation shares that passion. They're dedicated to promoting liberty through education freedom and helping parents like you choose the best educational path. They offer a powerhouse of resources designed to support families and schools alike. Whether you're ready to dive in headfirst to the world of education, or simply looking for more ways to empower your child's learning. From free training events to their must-read online publication, The Lion, they're committed to keeping you informed about what's happening in education. Also, if you've ever thought, moms, about starting your own Christian school or co-op, their School Box online course will give you everything you need to get started on the right foot. Again, we are so proud to partner with the Herzog Foundation, and we encourage you to explore all their amazing tools and the insights that they offer. So go ahead, visit herzogfoundation.com to learn more. You won't want to miss these incredible resources. Again, find it all out at herzogfoundation.com. All right, welcome back, moms. Before we continue our interview with Shay, I do want to remind everyone to please like, subscribe, and share the podcast. That's how we get our information out, and that's how we affect other moms and encourage them as well. So please share the podcast with your mama friends. Also, if you have an idea or a topic or a guest that you may want to suggest, would you please email me at podcast@momsforamerica.net. I'd love to hear from you. Lastly, I want to invite all of our moms that are listening to join the movement here at Moms for America. I sure hope that you're a part of our community. It's moms like us uniting all across this country, and we are fighting for faith, family, freedom, and the Constitution. We would love to have you a part of our tribe. How do you join? It's so easy. You go to momsforamerica.us. You fill out the newsletter link, sign up for our newsletter. There's also all kinds of information that you can click on, subscribe to. Someone from our team can reach out to you and help you. We're here to inspire moms, encourage you on your journey through motherhood. Again, please check us out at momsforamerica.us. We're here for you, mama. All right, now back to the show. I want to talk about the fact that really, can you even be an actress anymore with Hallmark or Disney or Nickelodeon or all these places that supposedly have great programming? They've kind of ditched traditional family values in many ways. How hard is that for you? And how did you find Great American?
Absolutely. So when I signed with my agent, we had a meeting and they're like, okay, we're obviously going to be submitting you for projects. And I told them, I was like, look, from the get-go, like, this is what I will not do. These are projects that I will not audition for. So being very clear with my values was important to me from the beginning. But it's such a tough and competitive industry, and it's so easy for people to lose themselves in the pursuit of fame and fortune. And that temptation is real and it's there. And it'd be
I
so
can
easy
imagine.
for a lot of people to just be like, you know what, I'm just gonna, you know, maybe I'll just do this and then I'll be fine. But like, as soon as you draw closer and closer to that line, eventually you're gonna cross it completely and you're gonna just be desensitized. And there's a lot of amazing content and media out there, but there is a lot that is not. And the world is aching for more good and wholesome content, like the content that Great American Family is providing. And so that's why I'm just so grateful that we kind of found each other. But yeah, so how I got started with them is I shot a film with this local production company. I'd actually like was a day player, you know, and I guess you could say in this industry, I'm kind of like a late bloomer because, you know, I was pursuing musical theater first in the stage. And, you know, I signed with my agent about 8 years ago. So my late 20s. And I was like, hey, you know, I'm an actress. I've trained in all acting, but like, I haven't had as much experience in like on camera. And so I was a day player in like this Christmas film with this local production company. And
what does a day
come to
player
find
mean?
out, oh, so
What
a
does
day
that mean?
player is just like, I have a really small role, just a couple of
Okay,
lines.
you're
And I
using
just shoot
industry
for a day.
terms. I got to make sure I know.
So sorry. Thank you for clarifying and asking. So, but come to find out that was like my audition because they had me in mind for a lead role. And so I was so excited. I was like, okay, it's my first lead role. And from there, they kept hiring me to do the lead roles in a lot of their films. And I did Destined at Christmas, which is another Christmas movie with Great American Family that they picked up. And it did so well. I think it was the second year Great American Family Christmas. And it did great. So we did a second one and they picked up a couple other films that I've done. And so that's kind of like how my relationship with Great American Family started. And it's just so wonderful for me because I have just loved being able to just like have the career of being an actress, but like having it be so faith focused and content that my children can watch that I'm not worried about and that they can be proud of, because there's so much, even on Disney, even on Nickelodeon, even anywhere on YouTube, where I feel like I have to be like, okay, let me watch this for a second. Let me look it up. I always look up Parents in Mind or Parents Guide before I go to a movie or before I
me
watch
too,
anything.
right.
Cause you can't just watch something that you think is going to be good because it's Disney. Cause it's not. Even Disney's putting a lot of content that I don't approve of. And
Yeah.
we
By the
don't
way, that
like in
parents
our
review,
household.
I do that for my husband and I. Like, we'll be like, okay,
Me
what do you
too.
think about this? You know, and I'm like, okay, you know, so you can even evaluate just for yourself, let alone your kids, because everything is so really just really terrible. Okay, so let's talk about A Christmas Prayer. So, what I wanted to say real quick, sorry, is that I had Bill Abbott on the podcast here, and you know, his view of family programming is there's no compromise. Everyone can sit together in the room and everything will be just on spot from the message to every part of the movie. And that's so comforting and it's so safe.
Yeah. So
So,
grateful for people like Bill who just, you know, take charge and are doing it and creating a platform where people and actors like me can come and help create and build and grow together. 'Cause like I said, the world is aching for it. We need more faith content. And so I'm just grateful for Bill and what he's created and the whole team there at Great American Family.
Great
Truly
American Family.
wonderful.
Yes. All right. Well, I'm excited. I want everyone to see this trailer of A Christmas Prayer. So we're going to take a look at this and we're going to come back and you're going to tell us why you chose this role and maybe some behind the scenes information. So let's take a look. This is A Christmas Prayer trailer.
What you working on?
Our teacher wanted us to write down a list of prayers instead of a toy list.
I don't want her to feel like God isn't listening because one of her prayers aren't answered.
In my experience, he has a way of making things happen when we least expect it.
Oh, I am so sorry.
It's fine.
This list is very interesting.
Everything is for other people. I think you should give it a shot.
What?
Try and answer her prayers.
Everywhere in town sold out.
I can guarantee a great spot that will have a tree. I would be happy to take you to.
Who is Natalie?
She's a woman I met.
Making new friends, are we?
You ready to go find a tree?
Oh my gosh, you really like him.
It's been a while since you've been at church, huh?
Yeah, but I'm glad to be here now.
Miracles happen all the time.
and there's living proof all around us.
This has been the best Christmas I've had in a long time.
I feel the same way.
All right, Shay, I can kind of get why you chose this movie, because it is a feel-good all the way, super sweet. What a great message. When you saw the script, were you like, yes, right away?
Actually, yes, I truly was. Ansley Gordon, who wrote the script, did an incredible job. And I've done several movies now in this genre, but there was something about this film that stood out to me. And I think it's obvious, like the message, just unapologetically talking about the Savior at Christmas time. You don't get a lot of that. And so it's kind of like, not necessarily paving the way, because I know there's other films and stuff out there, but like for this genre, like I think this should be a standard. And so when I read that and I was like, oh wow, like this is truly such a beautiful story with such a beautiful message. I just felt so honored and humbled to have been thought of for this project. It was a great experience.
Oh, you did such a wonderful job. Tell us a little bit about your character, and was it easy to play her? Was there, what is it? How do you identify with this character? Because you have to become her.
Yeah, exactly. So Natalie, my character Natalie, she is a children's illustrator. I am not an illustrator. So I have to be creative, but I'm creative in other ways. And so I'm able to like pull from that, and I pull from other areas of my life. But she's a children's illustrator who wants to create and write a faith-based children's book, but doubts if she is that person to kind of like create this book. So she's, at a coffee shop one day, she's working on some illustrations, and she bumps into this father and this daughter and has a little meet cute moment with this father, and actually spills coffee all over their table, and they leave. And after they leave, she finds and notices this list of blessings on the floor that this little girl had left behind. And on this list were blessings for other people that she was asking for Christmas instead of toys and other things. And my character is so inspired by that. She decides, okay, like I'm going to create this character, Adeline the Angel, who travels the world and answers prayers on behalf of Jesus. And to take it a step further, she decides, I'm going to help answer some of these prayers on this little girl's list. So she goes out, kind of rallies the community together a little bit to help pull some things together, and starts answering these prayers for this little girl. But her father, Wes, had recently lost his wife, is struggling and has a hard time, especially at the Christmas season. And this little girl just wants so desperately for her father to find joy again and bring himself closer to God. But he sees that all these prayers from his daughter's prayer list are being answered. And he's like, well, who's doing this? Who knows where we live? And he's just doubting, like, rightfully so, I get it. But you'll come to see in the end of the movie, I don't want to give everything away, but eventually like his heart is turned back towards God. And, and this little girl truly was one to kind of like inspire it all with her, I guess, Christmas list of blessings. Right. Such a cute story. And, I was just able to relate to Natalie because I have been in that position before where I myself obviously have doubted myself if I am the one to, be an instrument in God's hand. I get these impressions like, oh, help this person, go reach out. Well, am I the one to help this person with that? Or am I the one to like take on this project or take on this calling, whatever? And so like, I've also experienced like that creep in of doubt come into my life. And so being able to just pull from life experiences always just helps, when playing any character. Natalie is such a beautiful character to play.
Natalie did. Yeah. She was so sweet. You were so sweet, of course, because that's what we fell in love with is you. But I love the fact that they were kind of like, well, we want this to be Santa. We want this to be elves. They kind of just keep wanting to take Christ out of Christmas. And, in her character and her, vision was to put, no, I'm not going to compromise, which was another great message in it, and determination and letting God use her. And the unexpected always happens. And of course, then they must fall in love.
They always end that way, so it's not giving anything away.
Yeah, they must fall in love.
But,
So it was just really a great, sweet movie. So we can see that on Great American Family and PureFlix. So right, and can you just search it up there? How do you get a chance to see this?
Yeah, so if you go to Great American Family's website, they have a schedule, a daily schedule of when you can see movies. You can see when my film is airing. GFAM Plus. We're also on YouTube TV now, which is amazing.
Yes.
And PureFlix. So yeah, there are lots of places, but go to the website. So that'll give you like the best idea of when and how to watch. But yeah, it's going to be playing all Christmas season long.
It is so sweet. And when you do these movies, how long does it take to shoot a movie? I was just curious. And are you actually shooting it like in summertime, pretending like it's wintertime? What are some
actually,
of those
yes.
thoughts back there?
Yeah. So, you know, I've shot some Christmas movies in the dead of winter, you know, and you've had to shoot that final scene in like the miserable cold and you're just shaking. And then I've shot them in the heat of summer where you're wearing a winter coat. And that's also miserable in its own right, you know, but it's fun. And I shot recently, I shot A Christmas Prayer that was in Canada. And so I was there for about 3 weeks. So usually with these types of films, you shoot them between like 12 to 15 days of production and actually filming. So you can crank them out pretty quickly. But yeah, they're shot every time of year. And you'll probably notice, if you look closely in the film, you can kind of see some of the fake snow. I called it out, but there's
oh
some
boy.
Moments where you're like, you'll be able to tell that snow ain't real, but that's part of the movie magic, you know, it's just fun. And so it's amazing what the crew and everybody can come and do and pull together to make it look like it's cold outside and it's Christmas, even though we're in, you know, the heat of summer. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. The little girl that played, I forgot what her name was. I'm so sorry.
Oh, Maddie is her name in real life. Caroline is her character's name.
She really did a nice job. And your boyfriend in there, he's a good looker too. I know everybody just loves him in the movies. I mean, they just had such a nice chemistry. Is it, and what about the little girl? Has she been in acting for a while or is that new for her?
I think that was Maddie's first film, which can you believe it? Because so many people, like the response to her in particular in the film has been so overwhelming because she is darling. She radiates joy and light
I read
on
something
screen.
About that. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I think it was her first film. Like I think she's acted in other things before, but I think that was her first like kind of big break. And she just did such an amazing job. And of course, Christopher Russell was a dream to act across. He's such a talented and giving actor, and to be able to work with him, cause you know, he's got a great resume.
Right.
Was just such a treat, but the whole cast and the director, Nicholas Humphreys, was amazing to work with as well. It truly was just such a great team that came together to create this darling film.
So nice. Any upcoming projects? Anything else we can look for?
Yes. Yeah, so I actually was just in LA a few weeks ago for the live stream event for Great American Family. For those of you who watched and want to go back and rewatch that, some exciting announcements were shared there. Bill announced, which it was news to me live, that there will be a sequel to A Christmas Prayer.
Yay.
So that is in production. And so that's exciting. And then come February, I will be flying to New York to shoot another movie for Great American Family called Blessings in Disguise. That title could change, but I read the script and it is so cute as well. So I'm really, really excited and just grateful for any opportunity that comes my way.
Oh, Shay, you are an absolute delight. I'm so glad to hear your story. It's so inspiring. And I know our moms really appreciate hearing that because, you know, we always say this courage is contagious. You know, when someone else does something and steps out of their comfort zone and takes a leap of faith, it helps all of us kind of to think that way and not get lost either in motherhood or in a career and figuring out how to balance all that. What about keeping Christ in Christmas? What do you do as a family? We talked a little bit about that at the beginning of the show, but what do you do to keep that centered besides being in Christmas musicals and movies and your husband?
Yeah.
Just kind of like some advice to moms too, because Christmas can become very commercial, clearly.
Absolutely. And there's elements of that, that, you know, are also exciting and fun. And obviously like I, you know, raise my kids, you know, believing in Santa as well. But I just think it's important, especially at a young age, to start you know, reading them the story of the Nativity, to start teaching them about Christ, to sing and share music that teaches and proclaims about Christ. And so those are some of the things that we're doing and we're starting to do, especially because now that our four-year-old is, you know, more aware and is at an age where we can truly start to kind of like teach her those things. So doing little things like that around the Christmas season, we always, you know, read the scripture passage every Christmas Eve. We act out the Nativity with all the little nieces and nephews, and it is just such a joy. But that's how we always start and focus our holiday tradition, especially at Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. So yeah, just remembering that, like, he's the reason. He's the reason we're all here. Yeah. And so it's important that we make him the center of the season.
Amen. Well, thank you, Shay. Merry Christmas to your household over there. I can't wait to have our moms get some feedback on watching this delightful movie. And now that we know there's a 2 coming out, a sequel, that's going to be wonderful.
So excited. And thank you for having me, Debbie. And you said it perfectly. And just for all you moms out there who might be experiencing that fear and that doubt, just remember, God's got you. And the rest will just work itself out. But I love that, how you said that, Debbie. So God's got you.
Yeah. Amen. Well, thank you, Shay. Hugs to all.
Thank you, Debbie.
Merry Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas, my dear.
Merry Christmas to you all. And thank you so much for having me.
Wasn't Shay absolutely lovely? And this movie, it is a must watch this season. You'll absolutely love it. Make sure your kids are watching it too. Be inspired. And for Great American Media, I mean, what a place. You can check them out on PureFlix. You can go to their website, subscribe. And then also Great American Media has movies now on YouTube. Just watched one of those movies myself. So check them out. We're always looking for great resources. Speaking of resources, at Moms for America, we have incredible programs, resources, webinars, seminars. Please go ahead, sign up at momsforamerica.us. Join the motherhood team over here. We are here for you. We say this every week. We've got everything from parental rights to public policy, from the things that happen at your kitchen table, straight on to Congress. Moms for America has it all. All right, moms, as always, we keep changing our country one home at a time. And a very special Merry Christmas to everyone there in your house. God bless you, and I will talk with you soon. Thanks. A special thank you to our sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Herzog Foundation.